going on?
Hello.
How do you view this defense going to face on Thursday? I think it's a very good defense. How big and successful this defense be?
I feel they do a great job, early on the season, them being 2-0. They're flying around, single high safety man coverage, trying to, give their guys opportunities to go out there and make plays. So far we're watching film on them, things like that. We feel good about our game plan going in. And it's going to be great to come back, playing the link after, losing our first home game here, just to go out there and give our fans something to cheer about. So hopefully we can come back and get a big win. It's a big game for us. Coach Reed coming to town, things like that. So a lot weighs on this game.
How strange is it going to be for you to see him across the sideline wearing red?
Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, but it will be a little interesting seeing him on the other side, wearing red. But we got a game to play. We got a game to win. So, I wish him the best, but not for this game. So, it would be interesting. I feel the energy, the excitement, everybody, would be, just pumped up and ready to go. I feel a lot of people that's, been here, before Coach Reed has been here, that's people are still in the building, feel, a certain type of way, just like, we can't allow him to come in and win this game. So, I think it's a little extra edge on for everybody, just knowing what we need to do.
What's your mind on a deep ball as you're running down the sideline and the play's evolving? What's that feeling like, knowing you might hit a home run there?
I mean, honestly, it's kind of one of them things where you're just hoping everything goes well. Really, I've just been, playing receiver a long time in my career, so anytime I'm able to, kind of get past guys, it's like that extra concentration level you have to go in and just really realize how important that catch is going to be. So, doing anything I can to focus in on catching the ball first and foremost is, what needs to go on.
Do you think in simplest terms for the defenses going forward, they pick their poison? Either stack the box and stop LeSean, and we saw the other day that they did that, and leave things open for you, or they're going to have to circle up and have a safety always on top of you? Do you think it's going to come down to that almost every week?
I mean, hopefully it does. Pick and choose your poison, like you said, is something as an offense, we feel great about, either the run game or the pass game. But, I think we have a great balance of, being able to go out there and take advantage of what the defense does to us. So regardless if, they want to take away something from us, we always have another option to, reveal to. But, the way I look at it as, coming into each game, we really don't know, how any team is going to play us. We watch film and things like that, but majority of the time when we come to a game, things kind of change up. Teams like to do different things to us because, McCoy, myself, and Vic. So, regardless of what the case may be, we just got to go out there. We're prepared. We watch film. We know what their tendencies are and things like that. So, once a Thursday night comes, is if there's adjustments or something we need to, go on the fly, then that's what we'll do. But I think, so far what they've done and what they showed, was playing single high man, cover three, some zone, some times here and there. But I feel they're comfortable with their corners, with Smith and Brandon Flowers. So I think they'll let them play out there on the outside, maybe one on one coverage, things like that. So as wide receiver, that's things I look forward to, and it's a big challenge for myself as well. So anytime you have that, you go out there, hopefully, and just do great things and put up great numbers to help my team win.
The chemistry that you and Michael Vick have, is that better than any of the previous years that you two have been together?
I think the offense speaks for itself. With Chips came in and installed the offensive scheme, the tempo, it kind of fits perfect to us. And, us being speed guys and, being able to take it and move on the run and not really have any complications with knowing what it is. We see the play, we know the call. And using our tempo and using our speed to get up to the line of scrimmage, a lot of times we catch people off guard. So I think, it just credits to our scheme and credit with Chips came in here and installed. So as a wide receiver, I just think of any time I'm able to go out there and have my number called, I just have to, come up with the play and to, help my team, get points on the board and hopefully win games.
How often have you been adjusting your routes based on how the defense is playing you in this offense?
Well, I think the offense, does a great job of allowing me to really just go out there and, be in the right spot, be moved around, you know, and just keep defense off guard, because a lot of times I come to the line of scrimmage, they don't know where I'm at. So, you know, I think that definitely triggers to a lot of times me, you know, just popping big runs, big plays, you know, big passes, things like that, to be able to, you know, keep the defense off guard. So, you know, just for a defense to not know where I'm going to line up every time is more of where it is right now, because, you know, I'm just constantly being moved around, and, you know, hopefully throughout the year it'll be the same way, to always keep defenses off guard.
You got behind San Diego corners a couple of times. You weren't able to connect. Mm-hmm. Usually you see that defenses will adjust. Mm-hmm. Why didn't they adjust? Is it because of what you were asked? If there's just so many things that they have to defend?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you know, it's just different looks throughout the whole game, where usually in the past I've always kind of been outside receiver, and that's where I've been the whole game. So being able to, you know, be in a slot, you know, being able to be motion, not always be the outside wide receiver, inside too, it puts stress on linebackers and safeties, and you know, in order to guard me as well too. So that's why I say the mismatches in this offense definitely portray to myself, being able to, you know, go out there and just have that separation on linebackers or you know, safeties and guys like that. So, you know, it's on them not changing. I don't know, maybe they feel, you know, comfortable and confident in their corners, but you know, myself, we're like, okay, well, if they don't want to change, you know, we just keep going down the field and run the ball.
What goes through your head when you come to the line and say, I think I'm about to be matched up with a
lineman? You know, it's just one of them situations where, you know, I kind of already know what's coming to me, like, before it happens. So I'm just doing what I need to do to be patient and still at the same time be able to run my route at a you know, up tempo speed, and you know, just try to beat that defender, get on top of him, stack him. And, you know, Mike Vick does a great job of putting that ball out there and letting me, you know, go get it. So, you know, I'm just happy to have a quarterback that, you know, can always overthrow me instead of underthrow me. So that's a good thing to have, to be overthrown instead of underthrown.
You guys have hit on, I think, 7 touchdowns of 60 yards or more. Just with Mike, you had a couple with Donovan, and I think one with Kevin Cobb. But what's the key to that chemistry that you and Mike have, that connection? That he just has such a feel for your speed and where you're going to be, and knows exactly how to get up there.
I mean, you know, we're going on our 4th year playing together. So, you know, like I say for myself, to be able to have a quarterback that can get the ball down the field, you know, as a wide receiver, I just run, you know, just run as fast as I can, and I know he'll throw it as far as he can. So we never really have that trouble or that problem. But, you know, he does a great job of looking safeties off. He doesn't stare me down the whole time. You know, and he knows what reads to make, you know, when to throw it and when not to throw it. A lot of times, you know, single high safety, just staring down and looking at the quarterback. So, you know, by moving your eyes, looking other ways, and then coming back, you know, down the field, definitely that tenth of a second keeps safeties, you know, off me. So as long as we're able to, you know, continue to do that, and, you know, the time we put in off season, the time we put in practice, you know, that helps us out too, because we know what, you know, what to expect from each other.
Bouncing back physically on a short week?
You know, just really mentally preparing. I think, you know, a short week, we're not able to really get out there and practice, you know, so hard like we will during a regular week. So, you know, as long as we're mentally preparing, watching film, you know, recovering our body, getting in the ice tub, you know, getting in the sauna, you know, things like that, just to refresh our body and to come back with a short week. But, you know, in our situation, we're kind of happy. You know, we just lost, you know, 2 days ago, so we're ready to get back after it and go back out there. And, you know, just like I said, the biggest thing is, you know, giving them fans something to cheer about. You know, first game we lost, so be able to come back and, you know, put up some big numbers and big points on the board would definitely put a smile on a lot of people's face.